I'm open to all options to ensure we get the strongest possible take-up.
You would expect it to be mandatory?
I would expect it to be as mandatory as you can possibly make it.
Those who choose not to get vaccinated, there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps, through the current programs, including No Jab, No Pay.
It's a controversial idea that could end up being the law. No jab, no job, with some businesses considering making the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for employees.
Thousands of anti-vax protesters have turned out to marches across the country before the COVID vaccine rollout begins. There's been no indication the coronavirus vaccine will be made mandatory.
The vaccine is not mandatory from a public health point of view. The medical expert panel has already considered whether for aged care workers, for example, that would be a requirement of someone working in one of those facilities, and they haven't concluded that that would be.
My body, my choice, now confirmed by the Fair Work Ombudsman. Most employers won't be able to force staff to be vaccinated. The only exceptions will be workers in high-risk industries.
Now, there will be some new mandates coming into effect in terms of health professionals dealing with these COVID-positive cases.
While the Prime Minister's accepted it will be hard to make it mandatory, there are increasing calls for there to be consequences for those who refuse the jab. The government has warned it won't rule out strict measures for those who do not comply.
We have agreed to mandate vaccination of all residential aged care workforce against COVID-19 as a condition of working in a residential aged care facility.
Remembering, we do not have a mandatory vaccination policy in this country. We do not have that. We are not proposing to have that. That is not changing.
Mandating the vaccine is not on the cards for government, particularly in schools for teachers. But the Fair Work Ombudsman suggests employers in a hotspot could force staff to have the jabs.
Australian fruit and veggie giant SPC has become the first non-healthcare company to make a vaccination compulsory for all staff and visitors. So no jab, no job. That's the hardline message from Qantas CEO Alan Joyce.
It comes as the Fair Work Ombudsman says employers can make vaccinations compulsory if it's deemed to be lawful and reasonable.
This replaces its previous advice that most employers would not be able to compel staff to get the COVID vaccine.
A warning from the Australian Medical Association today, vaccinations should be made mandatory for all healthcare workers.
If a state wants to put in place mandatory vaccinations, they can under their health orders.
The Chief Health Officer has ordered mandatory vaccines for all teachers and anyone working in the education sector.
These construction workers say they're fighting back against forced vaccination. If they don't have at least one vaccine dose or a booking to get one, they can't work.
I mean, the Premier's roadmap clearly states that there's going to be this new segregated underclass in society that won't be able to work, they won't be able to participate, they won't be able to go to the pub, they won't be able to take part in society.
We're going to move to a situation where, to protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be.
If you're not vaccinated, you will not have the freedom or the freedoms that vaccinated people have.
There's going to be a vaccinated economy. You get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. It's not a choice to get vaccinated.
The vaccine mandate has kicked in for more than 1 million authorised workers, no longer allowed on site if they haven't had a jab.
If you work in hospitality, you need to get the jab. If you work in retail or in a supermarket, you need to get the jab. If you are behind the counter at the bank, if you're a receptionist or positions like that, you need to get the jab. If you are a barber, a hairdresser, a beauty therapist, you need to get the jab.
If an employer allows an unvaccinated staff member on site, they can be fined more than $21,000 and the business will be hit with almost a $110,000 fine. Workers who falsely claim they've had the jab will wear a $10,000 fine.
All these workers and many, many more directly interact with members of the public. That means you are frontline workers in our economy. That means you must be vaccinated.
Life will be miserable without being vaccinated. You won't be able to hide, you won't be able to get a doctor to sign off that you got an exclusion. So get vaccinated, otherwise you're going to have a very, very lonely life and you're not going to be able to maintain your employment.
Yeah. Stuff it, shove it. We are absolutely going to make sure
as many Territorians as possible are vaccinated.
We have said no, you must get vaccinated.
Hundreds now jobless, failing to meet the state government's vaccine deadline. For police, firefighters, healthcare, FIFO and abattoir workers.
Just hours to go until unvaccinated people are no longer allowed into a raft of venues.
Penalties for breaches are tough. A $14,000 fine or 6 months jail.
We will be expanding proof of vaccination requirements for visitors to public and private hospitals and aged care facilities.
Parents who are unvaccinated will be banned from seeing their own sick children in the state's hospitals.
All hospitality venues, including restaurants, cafes.
This is ridiculous.
What a country we live in now.
Bars, pubs, clubs, taverns, nightclubs and dine-in fast food, play centres, gaming and gambling, theatres, concert halls, museums, cinemas and live music venues, bottle shops, the entire Crown Perth complex, major stadiums, gyms, fitness centres and health studios, amusement parks and the zoo.
I think as a general principle, we could all agree that mandates have a time-limited role in a pandemic.
Unvaccinated teachers have been given a letter this week by the Education Department saying in addition to having leave without pay for 6 months for not getting the COVID-19 jab, well, now you're going to have your pay docked.
You were in Australia during COVID-19. You must have been fully aware that people, nurses, doctors, people to have their jobs, to keep their jobs, were forced to have the vaccination. Now, do you retract your statement that they were not forced?
Senator, no. I believe firmly that nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
The Queensland Supreme Court has found mandatory COVID vaccination for police officers and nurses unlawful and in breach of their human rights.
The mandates? Yes, I think we did get that wrong.
Departing Queensland Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll was unlawful under the Human Rights Act when she issued a mandatory vaccination order in December 2021.
Looking at what we got right and wrong when it came to our response to the COVID epidemic. Now, as the virus was spreading, finding a vaccine became the number one priority. But when it eventually came, critics were concerned about the lack of testing before we were all forced to get the jab.
245 permanent employees lost their jobs back in 2021 because they refused the jab. 3 years later, authorities are confident we've achieved hybrid immunity, which means staff who were sacked can now apply for vacant positions, but they will have a strike against their name.
But ultimately, mandates were wrong.
People's personal choices shouldn't have cost them their jobs.
If you wanted to have the vaccine, that was your choice. But when people were forced and they lost their jobs because they had to have the vaccine, that's what I'm angry about. That's what needs to be exposed here. People's liberty and their rights were stripped from them.
The government's position on COVID-19 vaccination is that it is voluntary, as are all vaccinations in Australia.
I believe everybody was offered an opportunity to get a vaccine or not get a vaccine. I don't believe that anybody was forced to take a vaccine.
A lot of Australians will disagree with you on that one.